Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. Welcome to another refreshing moment on the Winning Everyday podcast, where we inspire your day with God's word, hope, and encouragement to keep you winning in every season of life. I'm so glad you've tuned in today, whether you're at home, in traffic, at work, or on your morning walk. Thank you for making this a part of your day. Today's message is one I believe will stir something deep inside you. It's titled, Courage to Obey, Bible text Joshua 1 verse 9, which say, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Some years ago, I read about a young woman named Gladys Aylward. She was a British maid who had a burning desire to go to China as a missionary in the 1930s. She had no formal education, no support, and no church backing her. Just a clear conviction that God was calling her. People told her she wasn't qualified, that it was dangerous, and that she should be realistic. But Gladys obeyed. With the little she had, she bought a train ticket that took her across Siberia into war zones and strange lands until she finally arrived in China. There, she served in a remote village, rescued orphan children, and became a respected leader, impacting hundreds of lives for Christ. Her courage to obey God's call not only changed her life, but saved many others. Now, here's my question for you. What is God asking you to do right now that feels too big, too risky, or too uncomfortable? Maybe it's starting a project, speaking to someone about Jesus, taking a new job, forgiving someone who hurt you, or giving in a way that stretches you. Here's the truth. Obedience to God often requires courage. And courage doesn't mean you're not afraid. It means you choose to trust God's word above your fear. Joshua understood this when God told him, Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verse 9. Stepping into the promised land was not going to be easy for Joshua. There were giants, fortified cities, and enemies waiting. But courage came from knowing God was with him. Sometimes we wait for fear to disappear before we act. But God often says, Step out first, and I will show you my power. Think about Peter walking on water. He didn't get a second-by-second guarantee, but he obeyed Jesus, come, Matthew 14 verse 29. What if you took one bold step today toward what God has been whispering in your heart? What if your yes could unlock blessings not only for you, but for others around you? Let me encourage you. God never calls you without equipping you. Hebrews 13 verse 21. If he has asked you to step out, it means he has already prepared the way, even if you can't see it yet. I want you to pause for a moment and ask yourself, what's my next step of obedience? Is it making that call, writing that proposal, starting that prayer group, or forgiving that person? Today, write down the one thing God is prompting you to do. Pray over it and then take the first action step, no matter how small it feels. As you go today, say this with me. Today, I walk in courage. I obey God's word without fear. I trust his presence to guide me. I step out in faith, and I will see his goodness in my life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us today that courage to obey comes from trusting you. Give my listener strength to take bold steps of faith today. Remove fear and replace it with the assurance of your presence. Let today be filled with testimonies of obedience rewarded. I commit their day into your hands. Bless them, guide them, and keep them in your perfect peace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. If this message has blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a family member, or a colleague. You never know who needs the reminder to take that bold step today. Until next time, keep winning every day, because in Christ you are unstoppable. God bless you richly.
in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.